Members of Whistler's RCMP detachment were kept busy on Halloween by a few revelers caught indulging in more than just sugary trick-or-treating hauls. According to a news release, police patrolling the 4,300 block of Whistler Village's Main Street made three separate seizures of drugs at various times throughout the evening of October 31. Police said all of the substances confiscated Monday are believed to be cocaine. A total of seven people, including one Whistler local, were reportedly involved in the three seizures. Given each amount of suspected drug was believed to be small and that no one had previous police histories with drugs, those arrested were released unconditionally, Whistler RCMP explained in the release. The substances will be destroyed, police added. Though British Columbia was granted authority earlier this year to decriminalize possession of small amounts of some hard drugs for personal use, that policy change only goes into effect on January 31, 2023. Beginning on that date, people aged 18 or older found with up to 2.5 grams of opioids, cocaine, methamphetamine or MDMA will not be charged. BC's exemption to Canada's Controlled Drugs and Substances Act is currently slated to expire after 3 years. The drug seizures marked three of the 74 total files Whistler's RCMP detachment opened during the week spanning October 25 to 31. Aside from the interactions in Whistler Village, Halloween night was a fairly relaxed occasion for the local detachment. Another crew of Whistler RCMP members headed to the Halloween celebrations in Tapley's Farm to dole out some sweet treats and attend the fireworks display, where police also helped a family reunite with their child who was lost for a short period of time during the festivities. Otherwise, the detachment received no further Halloween-related calls for service. Trick-or-treaters had good, safe fun during the evening, police noted. Break-in reported at Whistler Village business Thursday morning. Before the spooky Halloween weekend debauchery officially commenced, RCMP were called to a Whistler Village store after its staff reported an early morning break-in and theft. An unknown individual or group allegedly broke into the business, located in the 4400 block Sundial Place, before ransacking the store's front counter area and making off with multiple vape oils, Whistler RCMP explained in the release. Police received the complaint at about 4:30 a.m. on Thursday, October 27. Whistler RCMP said the suspect, or suspects, left some evidence at the scene. Police continue to investigate the incident. Have any information to share about any of the above-mentioned files? Contact Whistler RCMP at 604-932-3044, or Crimestoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS or solvecrime.ca to stay anonymous.